I'll begin with this poem. I know that Brian Turner, I'm a huge fan of Brian Turner's now. I ran across his book, Hear Bullet, and if you had a chance to hear him, and if you haven't had, go get the book. It's a wonderful book. And I know that Brian Turner sort of put into words what many of us poets have wanted to during these times of conflict and these times of war. And of course, you're somebody who comes from the trenches and is able to bear witness and testify. But of course, it won't stop the rest of us from contributing to that effort a little bit. So I'm going to begin with this poem called The Soldier of Mictlan. And Mictlan comes from the Aztec Nahuatl mythology. It is the Valley of the Dead. And one thing you need to know, there's a little sort of nursery rhyme in Spanish. Los maderos de San Juan piden pan y no les dan, piden queso y le dan un hueso y se les atora en el pescuezo. Which is like the carpenters of San Juan ask for bread and they're not given any. They ask for cheese and they're given a bone and it gets stuck in their throats. And I think it's, the more I think about that rhyme, I think it's sort of like an anti-union busting poem or something like that. So that, but I'll begin with The Soldier of Mictlan. Once upon a time, there was a soldier who marched to Mictlan in his soldier boots, and every step was a soldier step, and every breath was a soldier word. Do you know what this soldier said? I'd like a piece of bread for my soldier hand. I'd like a slice of cheese for my soldier nose. And I'd like a woman for my soldier heart. The mayor of Mictlan saluted the soldier and bowed his head as he told the soldier, "We have no bread, O honorable soldier. We hold empty hands instead. Dear soldier, let us take yours if we may." And the soldier held out his hand to be taken. "O brave soldier," said the mayor, "cheese is your soldier wish, but we have none since the other soldier left. We smell empty hands instead." The soldier let the mayor sniff the scent of his soldier palm. "And forgive us, O strong soldier," said the mayor, "but no woman worthy of soldier warmth lives in our empty town. Will your soldier eyes teach us wonder and kindness and soldier love instead?" Silence stiffened the soldier face as a search ensued in the soldier head. For a moment, one moment of soldier bliss, but all was dead. The longer the soldier looked, the more the streets of his soldier mind resembled the streets that his soldier feet had taken him to, where no lost soldier finds bread or cheese or a woman to be a soldier wife. This was no space for a soldier life indeed. So off to the hills the soldier fled to seek out the place where a soldier sheds the rattle that beckons a soldier to death, to soldier, to death, to soldier.